Cheryl Osimo is executive director of the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition, and she's here to talk about their event that takes place on October 20th and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, how are you today, Charlotte?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Give us a little background about the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition.
Well, the Breast Cancer Coalition was founded in 1991 by a group of lesbians. Very, very forward-thinking women who understood that there was a piece missing to the work we were doing around the breast cancer movement. And they began working towards finding that missing piece to the puzzle, which they discovered was the prevention aspect of breast cancer, which also lends a hand to helping us to understand that that's the missing piece often with other types of cancer and ill health. So the Mass Breast Cancer Coalition is dedicated to preventing environmental causes of breast cancer through community education, research advocacy, and changes to public policy. We believe that far too many lives are jeopardized by this disease, and the way to end the epidemic is to prevent the disease before it starts by reducing exposure to carcinogens and hormone disruptors in our environment.
Tell us about your fundraising event that takes place on October 20th in Boston.
We're very excited about our 21st annual Party for Prevention, our LGBTQ plus dance, again this year, being held at the Brookline Holiday Inn on Beacon Street. And this is a really special year, Charlotte. I just have to say aloud that we're so proud, honored to be honoring you at the dance as a recipient of the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition's Appreciation Award. You have done so much for so many years in helping young and old in a variety of ways. The list is too long to mention, but just so you know how much we appreciate you, and I hope that many, many will come to this event on October 20th to celebrate not only the work of the Mass Breast Cancer Coalition, but also to celebrate you because you deserve it. So, how do you feel about receiving this award from the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition?
Well, it means a lot to me. You know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer 22 years ago, and it really changed the course of my life. I mean, one of the things that really got me through it was that someone told me that the Chinese believe that when disease manifests itself, it's the beginning of healing. So I took the journey to explore what in my life I needed to change in order to get back on a healthier course. You know, and the other thing, too, in my exploration, since breast cancer does not run genetically in my family, I truly believe that it may exist in the water we drink, because before 1996, I never drank filtered water or spring water, and I have since then, and I have been cancer-free for the last 22 years.
I hear what you're saying. I think that this is of a grave concern to all. It really attracted me to communicating with you more because it just so happens that the Mass Breast Cancer Coalition is collaborating presently on two National Institute of Environmental Health Science research projects. The first is with Harvard University Silent Spring Institute, our sister organization, and University of Rhode Island, testing water on Cape Cod, which has the highest elevated rates of PFAS in the entire state of Massachusetts. And the second project is with Michigan State University, again, Silent Spring Institute in Northeastern University, testing the blood of 60 young kids between 4 and 6, as long as they haven't yet had their booster shot, and also studying taking the blood of 60 young people at Peace Air Force Base out in New Hampshire. I agree that water has something to do with it, but we need to really hone in and do that research in order to prove that what we believe is true is in fact true. Unfortunately, in the United States, we have to prove that chemicals are unsafe in order to take them off of the shelves, unlike the European countries where they prove the chemicals to be safe before they put them on the shelves. We have probably a dozen plus chemicals banned in the U.S. and over 1,000 in the European countries. So we have a lot of work to do, and that's why we appreciate you so much, Charlotte, in your constant educating people about what needs to be done, not just locally, but nationally, your influence on young people, again, but young and old, I continue to be influenced by you. And I just am curious about what it is you feel that you'd like to accomplish further with your work. You've done so much. But what else do you feel is important to accomplish moving forward?
Well, as you know, the media is very powerful, and that's why we're under attack by this current administration. I've been a broadcaster for over 40 years, so I've seen a lot from my time working with Walter Cronkite and the CBS News to where we are now. In the past 10 years, Outtake Voices, which is, you know, my network, has given a voice to thousands of LGBTQ organizations and allies in the U.S. and beyond. I mean, we have a huge global audience. Now we're in the process of expanding and updating our network. It's really a no-brainer. After 10 years and millions of viewers, we're in the process of launching Outtake into a full streaming network. We're partnering with like-minded media outlets to continue broadcasting stories as they develop directly from the source.
Impressive. Just when I think that you couldn't possibly have anything else on your agenda, you always come up with one more important thing to do. And always so impressive, Charlotte. And congratulations on all of your many, many accomplishments. And I'm just wondering if you understand how much you mean to people and how much people appreciate you. I know that I've talked to young people who have heard you and listened to some of your broadcasts, and you inspire them. You give them hope for the future. And that's important to young people especially, because in this current environment, I think that there are a lot of young people who feel a sense of hopelessness. I know that we have a high school program here at the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition, a high school committee that helps us with some of our events. And I've had the privilege of talking to some of these young people. I'm a former teacher, and I learned early on in my life it's important to listen. And in listening to them, it's scary how they do feel this sense of hopelessness and fear for the future. And I know that your influence and your words of wisdom will help guide them and help them to understand what it is they can do to reach out for the support they need in their schools, at home, reaching out to counselors, and again, from people like you who inspire them via your network and how your talk shows and in a variety of ways that you communicate with people. Do you have any suggestions for me as to how I can guide the young people that I work with at the Mass Breast Cancer Coalition to provide them with more hope for the future?
Everyone has a mentor in their life, and I've had a lot of them, and I feel very fortunate to have found them. And, you know, young people really have to find people that can inspire them. And it might be a clergy person, it might be a teacher, it might be a friend, it might be a parent. You know, you never know. For me, my Aunt Ruby once said to me, "Nothing so bad it can't get worse." And then she continued it by saying, "We spend our lives worrying about things that never happen." And I think that, you know, young people really have to think about, to consider the source where these fears are coming from. And not to stop reading and not to stop investigating and not stop searching for the truth. Everyone's been on an emotional roller coaster, and I'm really glad that the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition is having this fabulous event on October 20th. And it's a chance to really, you know, get together with our friends and have a really good time. And tell us a little bit more about how people can get information and tickets.
So please go to our website at mbcc.org. You can buy your tickets online. You can also purchase them at the door. It's $5 more at the door. $45 online, students 20 at the door, 50, students 25 at the door. It takes place from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m., but I hope that people will come at 7 because Liz Nonina from 7 to 8 will be teaching a free merengue lesson without to dance. It's at the Holiday Inn at 1200 Beacon Street. Again, walk-ins welcome. We have wonderful, wonderful sponsors. Again, if you go to our website, you'll see our sponsors on our beautiful Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition 21st Annual Lesbians and Friends Dance poster. All are welcome. Please join us to honor the work of the Mass Breast Cancer Coalition to prevent cancer before it starts, and to honor our special guest this year, Charlotte Robinson, a woman who has just done so many outstanding things in her life to help so many people. An inspiration to all of us. Thank you so much, Charlotte, for keeping up the good fight, helping to guide us to lead the way as one of our great leaders of all time. Thank you very much.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I love the question, how can I help? That's my favorite question. And the answer to that question would be, get involved. One way you can get involved is come to the dance on October 20th. We have many events throughout the year. We have another event in June and in August called Against the Tide. It's going to be our 27th year in Hopkinton on June 15th. It's going to be our 20th year anniversary on Cape Cod in Brewster. Those Against the Tide events are wonderful. Swim, walk, run, kayak, or paddleboard. You can do one, two, or three, or four of those events. If you go to mbcc.org/swim, you can join us. And then we have a lot of work that we do in reaching out to our state legislature for water research money. We've been really having a difficult time getting that water quality research money from the state of Massachusetts. I wish they would be as generous as the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, who has really come through to help us with some of our serious, serious water issues. So, as I always say, you know, this is not a job for our children, grandchildren, and future generations to do. This is our job to get done. And everybody and anybody that wants to get involved can certainly give me a call. And believe me when I tell you that our activist work is important to change the world for future generations.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I think my mantra over and over again, and I say that in all my speaking engagements and all of my interviews, is that we need to get the job done. We need to do the work so that our children, our grandchildren, and future generations have clean water to drink and can feel safe in their environment, air, food, water. This is the basics of what is necessary. And again, not a job for them to have to do. It's our job. Let's come together on all fronts of all of the many challenges that we are faced with today, with all young people, and come together and help one another. Let's hold hands, embrace one another, and get the job done.